We've talked about UFO sightings a lot, but have we talked about UFO sightings with multiple witnesses? How about more than 60 witnesses? Up next, we'll be discussing the Ariel School UFO incident. Stay tuned, little Stardusties. Only on Star Queen Paranormal. Star Queen Paranormal.
Things are a bit off.
Align the stars with the bizarre. Oh,
every day that makes you say, hey.
This is Star Queen Paranormal for the enthusiasts of the strange and the extraordinary.
Star Queen Paranormal. Enthusiastic, warm welcome to you all, Stardusties. Tis I, your sizzling spirit sauce, enthusiast of the strange and extraordinary, space cowboy, and empress of the stars. I am Exy, the Star Queen. That's me! Or my ship. I don't think I've made it abundantly clear for this character yet. It's one of those. Or the other. Or both. Both is good. Point is, I am Exy, your hostess of the ghostess. Yada yada yada, we've already been through the intro. And today, our 44th episode, which if you're new here, 4 is kind of a big deal, because angel number 4 is the number of support and stability. But angel number 44 is a sign of prosperity and strong foundations. And yeah, I told you I'd stop doing the angel numbers, but y'all know how I feel about the number 4, especially repeating 4s. Anyway, it's a sign you're on the right path and are heading in a positive direction. It may also be a sign that you are on the cusp of plenty of opportunities, financial abundance, and stability. So like I said, I know I'd stop doing the angel number thing, but it was a repeating number, and I couldn't help myself. But, let's go back to what I was saying in the teaser. The Ariel School UFO incident. Well, I'll tell you all about that in a few minutes. But multiple witnesses, was it really a UFO? Or was it the result of mass hysteria? Obviously, I'm going to let my Stardusties decide for themselves. Right after I read your tarot, terribly. That's right, kiddos. This segment is called Terrible Tarot. Now, why is it terrible, you may ask? You wouldn't pay me for this reading. However, I have a slightly less terrible tarot on my Patreon, patreon.com/StarQueenParanormal. So if you would like to pay me for these readings, maybe slightly better, Patreon. But you can hear that I've got a sore throat, but you can hear me shuffling terribly. That's part of the bit, you'll say. And your cards for today are the 7 of Wands reversed, the Death card, and the 10 of Pentacles. Gaze deeply into the void while I gaze deeply into your cards. Well, Stardusties, I see that you're surrendering to something that you were resisting before. This new go-with-the-flow energy that you've taken on is causing, like, a very massive change in your environment. So instead of resisting, you're going with the flow, and something big is about to change, something huge. I know Death card sounds scary, but it's change. I promise it's big changes. Sometimes Scorpio energy. But the cards are assuring me that whatever this change is, that you seem to be the creator. You're creating this change because you're deciding to approach something differently. This change within you and this change with how you approach the situation is going to lead to abundance. Great abundance. Financial abundance. I've listed all the ways one can have abundance before, but it could be family abundance or plants or whatever you consider abundance. So your willingness to change how you approach the situation is going to lead to riches in the future. And with the devil at the bottom of the deck, because I don't always do the bottom of the deck, but it's a 44 episode, whatever this change is, it was something that was holding some kind of control over you. Some kind of manipulation, or there was some kind of obsessiveness about this situation. The cards are saying you've let that go, and you're approaching it from a new perspective. Good for you, Stardusties. This change was a good one. In the long term, in the grand scheme of things. And that was truly terrible. Today's random quote from whatever I feel like quoting. Stories of the imagination tend to upset those without one. And that quote was by Terry Pratchett. Famous author. The Discworld guy. Lots of other things too. Today's bizarre headline is from March 18th, 2023. The reference article is from AP News. Mysterious streaks of light seen in the sky over California. In the Sacramento area, Friday, March 17th, mysterious streaks of light were seen in the sky. This shocked a lot of people who were out celebrating St. Patrick's Day, and many of them posted videos on social media. One of the people who posted on social media, Jamie Hernandez, was at King Kong Brewing Company in Sacramento, was quoted as saying, "Mainly we were in shock, but amazed that we got to witness it. None of us had seen anything like it." The owner of the brewery posted Hernandez's video to Instagram, asking if anyone could solve the mystery. An astronomer at the Harvard Smithsonian Center for Astrophysics, Jonathan McDowell, says that he can. He told the Associated Press in an interview that he's 99.9% confident that the streaks of light were from burning space debris. McDowell explained that a Japanese communications package that relayed information from the International Space Station to a communications satellite and then back to Earth became obsolete in 2017. The satellite was then retired. The equipment, weighing 310 kilograms, that's 683 pounds, was jettisoned from the space station in 2020 because it was taking up valuable space and would burn up completely upon re-entry. McDowell added, "The flaming bits of wreckage created a spectacular light show in the sky." He estimated that the debris was about 40 miles high, going thousands of miles per hour. The U.S. Space Force confirmed the re-entry path over California for the Inter-Orbit Communication System. And the timing is consistent with what people saw in the sky. You've probably heard multiple reports of UFOs. Usually the stories are that someone sees a strange object in the sky. Sometimes the object moves in ways that seem to defy gravity. The witness is usually left in fear or in awe. And while we've talked about UFOs that have been reported by multiple witnesses, I don't think we've talked about UFOs that have been reported by multiple witnesses from the same place before. Ruwa, Zimbabwe, is a small agricultural center located 22 kilometers southeast of the capital, Harare. 2 days prior to the incident at the aerial school, there had been a wave of UFO sightings throughout southern Africa. Many people had called in to ZBC Radio's request for call-ins to describe what they had seen. Some witnesses claimed to have seen a comet or a meteor. But whatever people had seen, it caused a wave of UFO reports and sightings. Now, according to skeptic Brian Dunning, the fireball that people had seen in the sky had actually been the re-entry of the Zenit 2 rocket from the Cosmos 2290 satellite launch. Local UFO researcher Cynthia Hind recorded other alien sightings at this time, including one seen in the daylight by a young boy and his mother, and a report of alien beings being on the side of the road by a trucker. On September 16th, in 1994, in Ruwa, Zimbabwe, 69 students at the Ariel School, a private school for mostly the wealthy, claimed to have all seen a silver disc land on a hill just behind the school. Some of the students claimed anywhere from 1 to 4 creatures dressed in black emerged from the disc. And in later testimony, some of these children reported receiving telepathy from these creatures, warning them of environmental catastrophe if we humans didn't take better care of our planet. This whole incident was said to have lasted about 15 minutes. And as with every fantastic story where a child needs to be believed, all the grown-ups were inside having a faculty meeting that they always had while the children were at recess. So when the kids came back in a hubbub, talking about the strange man in black emerging from the silver disc, the teachers were understandably skeptical about the excitement and dismissed the children when they tried to tell their teachers about the UFO. And as children often do, they went home that night and they told their parents. And when the parents got involved, the parents came back to question the teachers. The sighting was eventually reported on ZBC Radio, and that's when researchers became involved. BBC's correspondent in Zimbabwe, Tim Leach, visited the school on September 19th to film interviews with the witnesses. After investigating this incident, Leach is quoted as saying, "I could handle war zones, but I could not handle this." UFO researcher Cynthia Hind, who was already in the area investigating, as I mentioned earlier, arrived on September 20th. Hind interviewed several of the witnesses and asked them to draw pictures of what they had seen. She was fascinated that all the children seemed to tell the same story. "It looked like it was glinting in the trees. It looked like a disc, like a round disc," one child witness told the BBC a few days after the incident. "I saw something silver on the ground amongst the trees, and a person in black," another said. Though it's important to note that there were also several children who had not noticed anything strange that day. But it is noted that not all these children had access to media or even knew what a UFO was. When Hind was interviewing these children, she found it interesting that the students who had diverse backgrounds, though all of them from wealthy families, they described similar features to the figures in the UFO, despite interpreting the phenomenon in wildly different ways based on their upbringing. Some of the witnesses thought that the figures were Zvikwambo, or spirits of humans raised by magic, or Tokoloshi, goblin-type creatures of the Shona and Ndebele folklore. Hind thought that these unique interpretations of the same event gave the event more credibility. Hind also told the TV series Sightings, "A lot of these children don't go to movies. They live in the country. Their parents are farmers." That November, Harvard University professor of psychiatry, John Mack, visited the Ariel School to interview witnesses several months later. According to the interviews of Hind, Leach, and Mack, 62 of the children between the ages of 6 and 12 claimed to have seen at least one UFO. Dozens more children who were present stated they had not seen any UFO or anything unusual. The basic details of the sightings were consistent, although not all the details were. One or more silver objects, usually described as discs, appeared in the sky. They then floated down to a field of brush and small trees just outside the school property. Between 1 and 4 creatures with big eyes and dressed all in black exited the craft and approached the children. At this point, many of the children said they ran. But some of the children, mostly the older children, stayed and watched as the creatures approached. According to Mac's interviews, the creature or creatures then telepathically communicated to the children an environmental message before returning to the craft and flying away. According to skeptic Brian Dunning, this telepathic message aspect of the story was not included in Hind or Leech's reports, only the report of Max. Although it is said that Hind did report the telepathy aspect in later reports. In Max's interviews, one fifth grader tells how he was warned about something that's going to happen, and that pollution mustn't be. An 11-year-old girl told Mac, "I think they want people to know that we're actually making harm on this world, and we mustn't get too technologied," her words. I think she was trying to say we shouldn't have too much technology, or we shouldn't rely too much on technology. One child said that he was told that the world would end because they are not taking care of the planet. All of the children who were interviewed were adamant that they had not seen a plane. In December 2020, skeptic Brian Dunning devoted an episode on criticizing the aerial school incident. In it, he noted that some children in the school claimed they had not seen anything unusual that day. He also challenged the often reported claim that the rural school children in Zimbabwe, the witnesses, would not have had any exposure to modern media, and so would not have been familiar with the concept of UFOs and aliens, because, as stated earlier, 2 days before, people had seen the fireball in the sky that Dunning claims was the Zenit 2 rocket. So there was UFO mania sweeping the country. Brian Dunning also called into question the interviewing techniques of both Hind and Mac, because UFO researcher Cynthia Hind interviewed the children in groups of 4 to 6, with every other child allowed to listen. So their stories may have been cross-contaminated. And as for Mac, he interviewed the children 2 months after the alleged sighting, and skeptic Brian Dunning says that Mac, a known environmentalist, may have prompted and suggested the telepathic communication angle, which was not present in Hind's previous report. But to this day, many of the now adult witnesses maintain that what they saw was true. In 2014, the Mail and Guardian interviewed one witness who said that she fears that the creature will return, and that she can sense when they are back in the atmosphere. In 2016, witness Emily Trim exhibited paintings that she described as a manifestation of the messages she received from the aliens that day. In June 2021, a writer with Barstool Sports, Zah, Z-A-H, spoke in an interview about being a pupil at Ariel that day. He recalled seeing a bright light come from the sky and aliens exited. And many of the witnesses were interviewed in 2020 for a documentary. They told the exact same story and wholeheartedly believed every word that they said. They believed they had seen the metal disc. They believed they had seen a creature in black. And some of them even maintained the telepathy angle. If you're interested, the documentary is called The Phenomenon. It came out in 2020, and it shows the original interviews with the children, and it plays it back-to-back with some of the kids, now as adults, kind of shows what they were saying back then and what they're saying now. And the stories are similar. These people grew up believing whatever they saw. But what do you believe, Stardusties? Do you believe that over 60 students saw a metal disc land in a field behind their school? Or was this an incident of mass hysteria? Do you have your own UFO or paranormal experience you'd like to share? We'd love to hear from you. Write to us at StarQueenParanormal@gmail.com. Check us out at Star Queen Paranormal on Facebook and Instagram and TikTok. Give us money because you love us at patreon.com/StarQueenParanormal. And so, Stardusties, remember to give yourself time to just breathe. To just listen to your brain chattering until it's quiet again. And to hydrate and practice self-love. Always remember that you are mightier than the monsters. May your paths be paved in starlight.